Today's contentious Oval Office meeting between President Trump and President Zelensky. Hours later, Trump told reporters,
We're looking for peace. We're not looking for somebody that's going to sign up a strong power and then not make peace because they feel emboldened. And that's what I saw happening.
Zelensky today on social media thanked the U.S. for its ongoing support in its war with Russia. Federal judge in Washington dealt a blow to two Trump administration executive orders regarding transgender people, blocking them from taking effect, not ruling on the legality of the orders, but that it rewrites the law and runs around the separation of powers. Vatican sources say Pope Francis is not out of danger after he suffered a coughing fit Saturday. The Pope, 88 years old, is on his 16th day in a Rome hospital. This is ABC News. The Los Angeles fire chief, who was dismissed by the mayor in the aftermath of the January wildfires, wants her job back.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass fired Fire Chief Kristen Crowley. Firefighters and their union have been vocally backing Crowley, saying she became a scapegoat for failures that were made by the mayor. The mayor was in Ghana when the fires broke out here in L.A. and blamed the chief for not telling her bad fire weather was arriving, even though warnings had been all over TV and radio broadcasts for days beforehand. Now Crowley is taking the extraordinary step of filing an appeal with the city council. In the unlikely event 10 of the 15 council members choose to keep Crowley, Mayor Bass's firing would be overturned.
To ABC's Alex Stone, Microsoft announced Friday it will end the Skype service May 5th. Skype, founded in Estonia in the early 2000s, a pioneering video and voice calling system, Microsoft bought it in 2011. Skype's last day will be May 5th. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we are looking at some chilly conditions for this weekend, but high pressure building in will bring us dry weather and quite a bit of sunshine. The winds will be lighter tomorrow as well. Mild and moist air will flow back into the area early next week in advance of a large low pressure system coming out of the Rockies and Central Plains. This system will likely bring us a soaking rain as we get into Tuesday. Could see upwards of a half to three-quarter inch of rainfall. And as some cold air slips in Tuesday night and Wednesday, it may transition over to wet snow, with several inches certainly not out of the question in our area. Some strong winds on Wednesday as well, so traveling could be difficult if that snow materializes. Otherwise, temperatures look a little cool for the rest of next week. It'll be seasonal at least. Might be another weather system impacting us by next Friday. Here's that forecast for today. Just a slight chance of a flurry around daybreak. Otherwise, partly cloudy, breezy, and chilly with highs in the upper 20s. Northwest wind between 8 and 17. Mainly clear tonight, dropping down to 10 degrees with light winds. Mostly sunny and pretty nice tomorrow, high in the upper 30s. West to southwest wind 3 to 9. On Monday, mostly cloudy and warmer, low 23 with a high of 48. A few areas of drizzle or light rain are possible. Tuesday, gloomy with soaking rain, low 35 with a high of 50. The rain may mix with some snow very late Tuesday night. Wednesday, windy with a mix of rain and snow turning to all snow. A few inches of snow accumulation are possible. Low 31, high 38. Thursday, partly sunny, low 21, high near 38. And Friday, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of light snow, low 23 with a high of 38. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
We're currently at 16 degrees, that following our morning low of 15, and our high yesterday was 52. The record high in 1992, we topped off at 64, the record low 20 below zero from 1962. 1 year ago, 51 was the high, 33 the low. Our sun will set today at 5:50, sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:37. Have a northeast wind up to 5 miles per hour. We did receive a trace of precipitation and a few flurries this morning. Barometric pressure continues its upward trend at 30.17, and we have mostly sunny conditions after the clouds and flurries moved out. The high yesterday was 52, our morning low 15. Currently under mostly sunny skies, we're at 16 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Good morning. Time for a sports report brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Jelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. The Ithaca girls basketball team traveled to Schulzburg on Friday night for Level 2 WIAA playoff action, and Phil Nee was there.
The Ithaca girls basketball team saw its season end with a 55-31 loss at Schulzburg Friday night. The Bulldogs struggled in the first half against the Miners' full-court press. By halftime, the score was 29-5. Ithaca came out stronger in the second half and played much improved. Down by 32 at one point, the Bulldogs got within 17 with 9 minutes to play, but could get no closer. Schulzburg freshman Haley Ault led all scorers with 21. Senior Taylor Russell added 10. Ault hit three of the team's 3-point shots. The Miners were 8 for 15 from the line. Ithaca was paced by sophomore J.C. Maxwell with 12. Tristan Peterson added 8. Holly King scored 5. Brooklyn Dickey and Maggie Kirshner each had 3 points. The Bulldogs made 3 three-pointers and went 8 for 13 from the free throw line. The Bulldogs' final season record, 14-11. Following the 55-31 WIAA regional semifinal win, the Miners are now 19-7. They will play host to River Ridge tonight at 7 o'clock in the regional championship game. For Ithaca, the high school basketball careers of seniors Maggie Kirshner, Holly King, and Tristan Peterson came to an end. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other Division 5 finals from last night. Kickapoo over Cochran Fountain City, 57-52. Barneveld ended Potosi Cassville season 66-31. Blair Taylor, 61, cashed in 43. River Ridge upsetting Wazika Steuben by 10, 43-33. Oliva Strum holds serve against Hillsboro, 42-25. It was Belmont with a 48-42 win over Blackhawk. And Alma Pepin upsetting number one Independence Gilmanton, 69-27. Division 4 Mineral Point, a 55-37 win over Lancaster. It was Belleville 45, Darlington 36. Cuba City, a 90-33 win over Parkview. Argyle Pecatonica over New Glarus, 67-57. In Division 3, River Valley season came to an end at the hands of Prairie du Chien, 62-48. Elk Mound, 69, Viroqua, 30. Wisconsin Dells picked up a 60-25 win over Black River Falls. Platteville's season continues. They defeated Broadhead, 77-41. Bloomer, 58, Arcadia, 51. And Altoona over number 3, Mauston, 53-44. Division 2, we see number 1 West Salem, no trouble with Toma, 70-32. La Crosse Central, a 56-54 win over Reedsburg. Onalaska, 45, Sauk Prairie, 43. And DeForest down Sparta, 49-39.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
The 82nd Annual Boys State Individual Wrestling Tournament and 4th Annual Girls State Wrestling Tournament continues at the Kohl Center in Madison. Friday night saw consolation round action and the semifinals in all 4 divisions, boys and girls. Here's how things went for local teams and individuals. For Richland Center, senior Ethan Haiti, after his quarterfinal loss on Thursday evening, bounced back with a 7-0 win over Dane Hodkowitz of Shawano in the consolation round. Today, Ethan will wrestle again against Briar Caves of Lodi. Should he win that match, he will then wrestle for 5th place. Ethan Haiti is a 2-time state place winner who was a runner-up a year ago. Junior Madeline Muller of Richland Center lost her wrestle back and is now out of the tournament. For Ithaca West, and senior Nolan Waldner scored a win in the consolation bracket over Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. Nolan needs one more win and then will wrestle in the 5th place match. Teammate Caden Coleman of Ithaca West lost his wrestle back and is now out of the tournament. The Riverdale Chieftains have had a perfect state tournament. All 3 wrestlers in state won their semifinals on Friday night and will wrestle for state championships. Sophomore Lakota Brewer was a 3-2 winner over Roger Fleege of Aquinas. Junior Brody Meese, a 7-4 victory over Kazen Busson of Partyville. And junior Grant Matthews was a pin winner over Mitchell Boder of Kewaunee. Brewer, Meese, and Matthews will all wrestle for state championships this evening. Taking a look at the unofficial team scores, Riverdale is now 5th out of the 48 Division III teams and 7th overall. In fact, in those Division III standings, number 1 is Iowa Grand Highland, Mineral Point is 4th, 1 point ahead of fifth place Riverdale. Only Kaukauna and Evansville and the other two boys' divisions are ahead of those teams in the standings. Mineral Point will have two wrestling for state titles tonight, defending champion Kate Rule and three-time runner-up Rowan Carey, plus Delia Collins goes for a state title for the Mineral Point girls. Wrestling for third this evening, Memphis Burkhalter of the Pointers. In wrestleback activity are both Jacob Dannenberg for the boys and Emily Heisner for the Mineral Point girls. Iowa Grand Highland will have three wrestling for state titles this evening, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Bodie Brockhoff, while Gavin Hinderman wrestles for third, and Brock Hinderman is one win away for wrestling for fifth place for Iowa Grand Highland. Other results from Friday's action at the Kohl Center: for North Crawford Seneca, sophomore Frankie Groom lost her semifinal to top-ranked and defending state champion Lily Banks of Menasha. Frankie Groom now wrestles for third place, while Jaron Grimsland and Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca both won their wrestleback matches. They need one more win, and then will wrestle for fifth place this afternoon. Also wrestling for state championships tonight from the area, Tristan Stelt of Fenimore, Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville, Colton Koss of Gale Ettrick Tremple of Melrose Mindoro, and Blake Endres of Belleville Monticello New Glarus. Dodgeville has two wrestlers in the state finals tonight, sophomore Shane Rashan, a defending state titleist, and two-time champion Hakan Peterson goes for his third. Pecatonica Argyle has two wrestling for state titles, Lucas Orloff and reigning state champion Aiden Grunenfelder. Prairie du Chien also has two in the state finals, upperweights Blake Terry and Jack Simmons. And Evansville has three going for championships, freshman Colton Bullig, sophomore Colin Fry, and three-time state champion Danny Heiser will be looking for his fourth state title. Also looking for his fourth title tonight is Koji Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph. While in Friday night girls semifinal action, three-time champion Haley Krieger of New London was defeated in her bid to win that match and become the state's first four-time girls wrestling champion. Two other state champions were knocked off last night in the girls tournament, Harlow Skenendor of Pulaski and Madison Burns of Ashland, while former champion Syriana Reinwald of Horicon also was defeated. In Division One, reigning state champion Carter Freeman of Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln lost his quarterfinal on Thursday night and is now in the wrestlebacks for Wisconsin Rapids. Area wrestlers in the wrestleback round today, in addition to Ethan Hady of Richland Center, Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston, Jaron Grimsland and Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca, Jacob Dannenberg and Emily Heisner of Mineral Point still wrestling, Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, both Rhett Spurley and Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville, Seth Greeno of DeSoto, Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk, Carson Bassett and Dalton Wolf of Fenimore, also William Cradoville and Nolan Hankey of Lancaster, Mason Hurd and Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien, and Chloe LaRue, Cuba City, Benton Southwestern, still wrestling in the consolation round. Area wrestlers who saw their state tournament end on Friday include Madeline Muller of Richland Center, Lexi Lathrop of Boscobel-Wazika-Steuben, Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston, for Mineral Point, Liam Carey, Elliot Kite, Sammy Springer, and Emmett Collins all saw their tournament come to a close. Cashton's Parker Milsna bowed out on Friday, as did Brendan Rick of Royal Waniwak Center, Clayton Geyer of Westby, Nolan Wolf of Lancaster, Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore, and three wrestlers from Cuba City, Benton Southwestern, Evan Curtis, Bryce Buxton, and Landon Bush. Wrestling continues in consolation round action today at the Kohl Center at 10 o'clock this morning. One round of consolation matches. The winners wrestle for fifth, and then the third place matches will go as well in the morning session, session number four at the Kohl Center. The championship session begins with the parade of champions at 5:30 this evening. Reporting from Madison for Kirk Lair, Pat Mahoney, Troy Clary, and David Wormand for WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story from WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green. Dairy Hardware is ready for your next project. Whether you're a DIYer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need, from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. Greenland actually was green once upon a time, but that was before it started snowing. Today, Greenland is little more than a vast snow slab, 2 miles thick. What land there was is now mostly below sea level, submerged by the sheer weight of all that snow. 3,000 years ago, there was a blizzard on Greenland. The snowfall of subsequent seasons compressed the snow from that one blizzard into a river of ice, a glacier, and it was a September long past when a gigantic chunk of that glacier fractured and tumbled into the Jakobshavn Ice Fjord. Its destination was the open sea. There was about 10,000 such icebergs swarming up in Baffin Bay at the time. Better to understand them all, we'll stay on the trail of this one iceberg in particular and observe it carefully. It was not especially large compared to its brethren, about 100 feet tall, 300 feet long. That which was visible, anyway, for most of it was beneath the water, reaching 500 feet down, very heavy, weighed a million or more tons, and yet the statistics do not do justice to the phenomenal beauty of this floating ice mountain. It was not merely white, but it appeared brilliantly crystalline in the sunlight, refracted through a billion ice-bound air bubbles. Scientists retrospectively tracking this particular iceberg note that Captain William Adams was in the vicinity. He was homeward bound aboard his whaling ship. Surely, they say, he cast his eyes on that frigid majesty. Before making its way southward, the iceberg would have to embark on a grand tour of Baffin Bay, first northward along the western coast of Greenland, all the way to the mouth of Smith Sound, then south along the eastern coast of Baffin Island, swept relentlessly by the current. The journey took many months, and each mile of the way, the iceberg sang, squealed and creaked and groaned and sang as icebergs do. And it also became a living zoo. Seals nestled in its crevices. Bowhead whales hid themselves in its shadow. Among the scientists who have studied this one individual iceberg is marine biologist Dr. Richard Brown. Dr. Brown even wrote a book about its voyage, and through that iceberg's eyes, the author witnessed the various dramas of that time in that region, the extinction of the bowhead whales, the hardships of the Eskimos. And Dr. Brown follows the beautiful iceberg until, as it travels ever southward into warmer waters, it diminishes to the size of a coffee table and disintegrates in a bubble of foam off Bermuda. That was the fate of the snow that fell on Greenland 3,000 years ago. That is the way that beautiful peripatetic palace of ice passed from us. But before it did, it sank the Titanic. It sank the Titanic. Thus did a distant age reach into the 20th century to disturb our destiny. For the history books say that the Titanic was sunk by an iceberg off the coast of Newfoundland in April of 1912, and that is so. But now you know that she was predoomed by a snowstorm 10 centuries before the birth of Christ, because now you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Be told you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Does your employer provide 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? Rockwell offers that too. A 401k with company match, annual bonus for all employees, unlimited referral bonus, paid parental leave, a tuition reimbursement program, countless opportunities for advancement. Rockwell Automation offers all of that and more. They aren't your typical manufacturing experience. They're a great place to work because of the great people that work there. And it's been that way since 1971. The team is growing, and they would like you to be a part of it. First shift positions start over $20 an hour, and second shift positions start over $22 an hour. These wages on top of the already mentioned great benefits, what are you waiting for? It's time for you to join the team. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop by on any Wednesday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where they meet you.
Life is filled with decisions, some required,
and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Hey everyone, John from Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel here. Now's the time to stock up on filters at unbeatable price. Need filters for your car, truck, mower, or industrial equipment? Don't miss out. Now through March 15th is your chance to save big. Plus, we've got great deals on hydraulic oil greases and a full lineup of Milwaukee tools at fantastic prices. Now until quantity runs out, all Craftsman tools on big blowout pricing. Hurry in, the filter and tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel.
Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Prime Mover is for individuals only with items to buy, sell, or trade. Please limit calls to buy, sell, or trade. Prime Mover is not intended for advertising services for hire and is not intended for rent listings. Prime Mover is not for businesses, including home businesses or individuals who regularly buy and resell items. Callers may advertise up to three items and may give one telephone number only. Callers may call only once during the show each week. We also remind you that advertisements for firearms, ammunition, and weapons are not allowed. We'll take your calls at 647-4155 in just a moment. Prime Mover is sponsored by The Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Kiloy Contracting, Clark Power Sport, J&J Recycling and Salvage, Sleepy Hollow Buick, and All American Do It Center.
Today, small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Good morning and welcome to WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. This is Prime Mover. The telephone line is open at 608-647-4155. Your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Let's find caller number one. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning. I have one wanted item to buy. I'm looking for a wired dog crate. Needs to be that 20 by 30 inch size, and that should do it. The number's 608-574-4198.
Sounds great. We appreciate your call.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a good weekend. Caller number one today is looking for a wire dog crate. Needs to be in the 20 by 30 inch size range. And the phone number is 574-4198. Caller number two, good morning. You're live on the show.
Morning. I have three camping tables, $10 each. Canopy, $10, 475-0799. Thank you and have a good day.
Yeah, you as well. We appreciate the call. Caller number two has three camping tables and a canopy at 475-0799. You are up next on WRCO's Prime Mover. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Adam. This is Rodney Schultz calling from Pine Valley, and I have more tractors for sale. And
okay.
they're starting to get limited, but I still have International Fords, John Deere, and Oliver. I believe some Massey Harris. So anyone to give me a call at 608-712-2501.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. You have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, Adam.
Will do. Bye-bye. Caller number three has toy tractors for sale, some John Deere, Ford, Oliver International, and Massey Harris. You can call and find out the inventory at 712-2501.
During our Prime Mover show today, we'll have Prime Mover Sports coming your way around 9:40. We'll set the stage for wrestling action, which comes up at 10 o'clock this morning from the state tournament. Bill Twining and the entire crew will be along at 10. We'll also have a look back at basketball playoff action from last night as well. Good morning. Welcome to WRCO's Prime Mover. You are now live on the show.
Yes, good morning. We're calling to remind everyone about the benefit dance tomorrow afternoon at the Phoenix Center for the Veterans Memorial. It will be 1 to 5:30 and lots of prizes and silent auction items, live auction items, and so on. Country Gold Band will be playing.
Okay.
And hope to see everybody there.
Sounds great. We appreciate the reminder, and you have a good weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Caller number 4 wants to remind everyone of the benefit dance going on tomorrow at the Phoenix Center to benefit the Veterans Memorial. It will run from 1 to 5:30 at the Phoenix Center. Prizes, silent and live auction. The Country Gold Band will be performing as well. Welcome to our radio show. This is Prime Mover. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Adam. I got a TW10 Ford tractor for sale, and I got a 20-foot aluminum gooseneck cattle trailer for sale, and a Miller Pro V rake. And my number is 475-1481.
Thank you very much for the call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Caller 5 has a TW10 Ford tractor. They have a 20-foot aluminum gooseneck cattle trailer available today, and they're selling a Miller brand Pro V rake at 475-1481. Let's get caller number 6 up. Oh, I think we lost them. We had caller number 6. We lost you. Give us a call back. 608-647-4155. We would love to have you on our radio show today. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How can I help you?
Yeah. I still got a bunch of stuff from the last two Saturdays, but I'm going to put, I still got that handrail that slides under the, between the mattresses to help you get sat up in bed.
Okay.
And I also still have lots of DVDs, and some of them are the Blu-ray.
Okay.
And I still have the Flay knife set. It also has a sharpener, knife sharpener in the set.
Okay.
And my number is 608-475-3988.
All right, we appreciate the call. You have yourself a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Will do. Bye-bye. That's caller number 6. They have a handrail that, it's a portable handrail. It fits between the mattress and the box spring on a bed to help you get in and out of bed. Also, lots of DVDs and some Blu-rays and a fillet knife set, including a sharpener in that set. And the phone number is 475-3988. You are caller number 7. Good morning.
Hi there. I got a white corn planter. It's an 8-row wide manual fold. 6100 with just the seed boxes and the insecticide boxes on it, no fertilizer. And looking for $1,000 out of it. Be 608-393-8625.
Sounds great. We appreciate your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Caller number 7 has a white brand corn planter, 8-row manual fold, 6100 series, has the insecticide and seed boxes only. $1,000 on that today, 393-8625. If you'd like to join us, it's pretty simple at 608-647-4155. We have all of your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. We see Joanne Krulots from the WRCO News Department in here. Joe, anything to sell today? Is that a no? You have to have something you want to sell. It's Prime Mover.
I have all kinds of stuff I need to sell. It's just I got to go through it all.
So what do you think? Should we give her the microphone when she's ready to sell, or do we just make her call in? Hey, you have an in. We'll let you in, Joe. Oh,
okay.
Hey, thanks for stopping by. Hey, let's get to the phone lines right now. Let's see what this caller has. Good morning.
By golly, this morning I have an outside sign. It says Foods. It's 5 foot long by, the letters are 14 inches tall, and it's illuminated, and the numbers are three-dimensional. They stand out from the sign. Okay. And it's in pretty darn good shape. And somebody give me a good offer on it. They can find a new home.
Okay.
And then also this morning, I'm looking for a logger. I have about approximately 30 acres of timber, and there's some pulp in there, and they can. I have a cut sheet and everything for it, and they can get a hold of me on that. And also I'm looking for a UTV. But I want one with a cab on it and doors if I can find one, preferably a Kawasaki or maybe a Polaris. And you can call me at area code 608-493-2378, and I thank you very much.
Sounds great. We appreciate the call, and you have a good weekend.
Bet. You too.
Will do. Bye-bye. An outside sign for sale that says Foods on it, 5 feet long, 14-inch letters, and it's illuminated. They also have a couple of wanted looking for a UTV with a cab and doors, like a Kawasaki or a Polaris, and then looking for a logger. They have about 30 acres of timber and pulp that needs to be no longer there. 493-2378. Caller number 9, welcome to our radio show. Good morning.
Good morning. We are looking for a good used grapple fork, heavy duty, for a skid steer. And our number is 872-2500.
872-2500. Okay.
Great.
Hey, have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Looking for a good used grapple fork, a heavy duty one that will fit a skid steer at 872-2500. Well, if you're like Joanne Krulach, you probably have lots of items to sell and you just need to go through them. Well, go through them. Give us a call, 608-647-4155. Let's welcome caller number 10 to the radio show right now. Thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Morning. Say, I got a weightlifting set. If I get $50 out of it, it'd be good.
Okay.
574-2452. Thanks.
Hey, we appreciate the call. Thank you. Caller number 10, as we hit double digits, has a weightlifting set. They'd like to get 50 bucks out of that today. 574-2452. Caller number 11, good morning. This is Prime Mover.
Yes, good morning. I have several Tupperware for sale from the 1970s through the 1980s. Excellent condition. Different items. So if you're looking for something specific, please call me. I also have a vintage 1940s to 1950s Fire King anchor hocking, the large mixing bowl with the beautiful tulips on the side, asking $70 for that. The last item is very unusual. Unusual is the Cabbage Patch collectible Cabbage Patch Kids cucumber seeds. They're in sealed packages from 1984. They're new old stock, never opened, never used. They're $4 a piece for each pack or four for $15. The number to call is 608-647-4884. If you got questions or interested in the items, thank you.
That that Cabbage Patch item, that may be the most unusual call so far. That may be the unusual call today.
I'm thinking I've been hanging on to them since 1984.
time to let them go, right?
Oh, yeah. Please leave a message if I'm unable to answer, and thank you.
Yeah, it sounds great. Have a good weekend. Caller 11 has Cabbage Patch collectible cucumber seeds, new old stock. They've been hanging on to them since 1984. What a great keepsake right there. Also, vintage 1940s or 50s Fire King anchor hocking mixing bowls. Got the tulips on the side. And then Tupperware items from the 70s and 80s. 647-4884. Caller number 12, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Today I have for sale some tree tops and cull logs that were logged off about 3 years ago, so it's pretty dry. I also have for sale a sawmill and also round bales, 4x5 net wrapped round bales and continuous plastic wrap, about 170 of them. And then I have...
those are actually your three items, if I could get your phone number.
Oh, okay. 608-306-2782.
2782. Sounds great. Thank you for the call. Round bales, 4x5, net wrapped and continuous plastic. They're selling a sawmill, and then they also have some treetops and coal logs available. The phone number is 306-2782. Caller 13, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Yes, I have a pair of California car covers. I'll take $100 for the whole, both of them. Thank you. My number is 375-4814.
Thank you very much for the call. Always great to hear from our friends located down in the Boscobel area today. They have a pair of California car covers asking $100 for the lot. And the phone number is 375-4814. Your caller number 14 will take your call before we head out for a quick timeout. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. I've got some round bales I'd like to sell. And my telephone number is 608-797-1545.
Terrific. We appreciate your call. Have a great weekend. Will do. Caller 14 has some round bales of hay they'd like to sell today, and their phone number is 797-1545 if you're interested. That was caller 14. Before our timeout, let's get 15 on the radio right now. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. This morning I got a piece of double wall 24-inch road tube, and I'm also looking for a pair of General tires, Ameritrack TR there. I want half treader better at 516-0738.
Thank you very much for your call. Have a good weekend. That is caller number 15, and they have for sale a double wall 24-inch section of road tube. Also looking for a pair of General tires, Ameritrack TRs, half tread or better, 516-0738 for caller number 15. This is WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. A great big thank you no matter where you're listening, including Kentucky. We have Georgia and our Mesa crew joining us today as well, so we appreciate that. 847, we have moved up to 20 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer.
Stop by Richland Locker for this week's fresh specials. Pick up petite shoulder tenders for just $9.98 per pound, or house seasoned for $10.48 per pound. From the deli, enjoy Jennie-O honey turkey at $8.48 per pound and sliced provolone for only $4.98 per pound. And great news, starting next Monday, fresh fish will be back for the Lenten season. Stock up on quality meats, cheeses, and more at Richland Locker in Richland Center.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9. We'd like to let you know that phone line disruptions and outages continue at the Richland Hospital and Clinics and at the Ithaca School District. Community members may receive a message that states this call cannot be completed as dialed, or the line will simply continue to ring, but it does not ring at the Richland Hospital and Clinics and Ithaca Schools. They have alerted their telephone service provider and they're working to resolve the issue. Further updates will be provided as they become available.
Looking for some cash today? Hi, this is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a way to get cash in your pocket today. We're the area's premier gold buyer. We pay top dollar for old broken jewelry, estate jewelry, old watches, silver and gold chains, dental gold, and diamonds. A single piece or an entire estate or collection, we'll buy it all. Stop in and we will tell you the value. You can decide to sell it or keep it. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and today, 10 to 1.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Introducing two new premium members of the Kawasaki Mule Side-by-Side family, the Mule Pro FXT Ranch Edition Platinum and the Mule Pro MX SE, both loaded with exclusive features, strong capability, and premium comfort. On the job site or the trail, you'll experience an uncompromised commitment to performance and reliability. Kawasaki Mule Side-by-Sides, the definition of trusted, tried, and true.
This is Mike from Clark Power Sport Group in Hillsboro, your local Kawasaki Side-by-Side headquarters.
Welcome back to Prime Mover from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. As we head back to the phone lines, our show continues. Good morning. Welcome to the radio.
Hi, I have four brand-new car dollies for sale. My number is 608-604-5543.
Sounds great. Thank you for the call, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
That's caller number 16. They have four brand new car dollies available today. 604-5543. You're up next on Prime Mover. How can I help you today?
I've got a set of four Ford 17-inch rims with Firestone 10-ply tires on them. They fit an F-250, F-350 from 2004 to the present, asking $200.
And your phone number?
608-999-3295.
I got to ask, 999, is that a cell number, or is that like, I'm just curious where that's based out of?
It's a local number. It got here 3 years ago.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay, cool. You just answered my curiosity, so you have a good weekend.
Okay. You too. Thank
Bye-bye. You. Yeah, I used to pride myself back in the 90s when I would host Prime Mover. I could tell what city you were from. Probably within an 80-mile radius of Richland Center just by you telling me the first three digits of your seven-digit. Well, times have changed. Numbers all over the place now. Number 17 has a set of four Ford 17-inch rims with Firestone 10-ply tires. Will fit like an F-250, F-350, 04 through present. You can call 999-3295. Caller number 18, welcome to our radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. How are you doing?
Hey, doing well. How are things in Boscobel?
Well, it had a little snow flurries this morning around 7 a.m.
Hey, at least we didn't get like inches and inches. I'll take those flurries. That's okay.
Well, I think I might have the deal of the day.
Ooh, let's hear it.
Okay, I had this since 1984. It's a coin. 1976D. Bicentennial proof coin. And it has the Liberty Bell on it and the USA outline on the coin. My boss in the past told me it came out of the proof set. And it's the color as a diamond, and it's called 1 cent, or 1 penny. I don't know what it's worth, but I go $20 on it if anybody needs that coin.
Okay.
Then my second item is those jigsaw puzzles. I got a lot of jigsaw puzzles here. $1 to $10 price range on those, over a 30-year collection. And my last item is that dresser, 8-drawer dresser, 53 inches long, 33 inches tall, asking $40. If anybody was interested in these items, they can give me a call here in Boscobel, 375-4305. And have a wonderful day, Adam.
Yes, you as well. We appreciate the call. Take care. Caller 18 has a 1976 Mint D Bicentennial Proof coin, Liberty Bell, and a USA outline on it. As far as he knows, it came from a proof set. Looking for offers on that. Make you a deal of the day on that. Also, jigsaw puzzles, a 30-year collection, and an 8-drawer dresser at 375-4305. Thank you for joining us. You are our next caller on Prime Mover. Good morning.
Good morning. This morning I have a Coleman downdraft furnace. It's like a 2005. It's a 77,000 BTU input, and I have a whole bunch of 5 and 6 inch soft ductwork to give away. The furnace, we want $500 or best offer.
Okay. And how about your phone number?
608-647-4757.
Sounds great. We appreciate the call, and you have yourself a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Caller number 19 has a Coleman downdraft furnace, 77,000 BTU input. It's about a 2005 or so. They're asking $500 or best offer on that. You can give them a call. And to give away, 5 and 6 inch soft ductwork, 647-4757 for more information. We have hit the 20 caller. Mark, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Adam. Thinking ahead to spring, have a John Deere 7200 corn planter. It's a conservation model. Six row narrow unit. It is a vacuum unit, dry fertilizer, heavy duty downforce, aftermarket closing wheels, field ready, ready to go. 778-7901.
Sounds great, and I love the fact that you're thinking spring. I'm so ready for that.
Thanks, Adam.
Hey, have a good weekend. Bye bye. There's a guy after, you know, my own train of thought there with springtime and being, and, you know, the winter wasn't that hard. It wasn't that long. I'm just, the older I get, the more, you know, quickly I want winter to be over. Caller number 20 is thinking spring as well with a John Deere 7200 corn planter. It's the conservation model, six row vacuum unit. Get all the details at 778-7901. Caller 21, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Wish I was 21 again.
Hey, you know, but you know what? You're
no,
from
not
the,
really.
You're from the Ithaca area, and that's almost as good.
Okay, I have for sale a Harley Davidson Sportster 2-inch slash cut exhaust, new in a box. It fits a 2004 and later, and it's rubber mounted for $175. And also a Class 1 3-point scoop for a tractor for $80. And I got a friend that has a Harley Davidson Sportster for sale. You can call and talk to my husband about that. 585-2121.
Okay, sounds good. Have yourself a great weekend.
Yep, you too.
Will do. Bye bye. Caller number 21, thinking spring as well. They have a Harley Davidson Sporty for sale. You can call and get information about the Sportster. If you buy the Sportster, you can put on a slash cut exhaust. They have a 2-inch new in the box, will fit 04 and later. It's rubber mounted exhaust. And then a Class 1 3-point hitch scoop for a tractor. 585-2121. From 21 to 22, good morning. You're live on the show.
Yeah, good morning. This morning, I got the deal of the day.
Oh, boy, let's hear it. Bring it on.
All right, I got for sale a 2004 Kawasaki Vulcan Nomad. It's all customized, got new fairing, new paint. It's all tuned up, oil change, plugs, wires, new tires. It's got a new brain box in it. It just ready to go for spring riding here already. It's just a beautiful bike. Looks just like a Harley with a one seat, and it just rides beautiful. Also, I got for sale a keyboard, electric keyboard, and it's got the stand and the seat, 608-647-4581. And on that bike, it's going reasonably cheap today.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? We'll tell everyone they need a nice spring ride, and we'll send them your way.
Sounds great.
Hey, have a good weekend. We appreciate the call. Told you, spring fever, it's definitely, you know, when you hit 40s and 50s for the last week, yeah, you start thinking about motorcycles and convertibles. A 2004 Vulcan Nomad, completely custom, lots of new parts, new paint, tuned up, ready to go. They're going to give you a deal of the day price on that today. Also, an electric keyboard with stand and seat. 647-4581. Hey, don't forget, during Prime Mover Sports this morning, we'll take a look back and ahead to state wrestling action. Bill Twining and his entire band of broadcasters comes your way at 10 o'clock, 9:40. We'll get the preview. We'll check in with Phil Nee as well from last night's Ithaca-Schulzburg girls playoff basketball matchup and all the other scores from the area. Welcome to our radio show. Caller number 23, good morning.
Good morning. This morning I'm looking for an orbital car buffer that has the two handles on it. The number to call is 608-434-4579. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Well, if you have an orbital car buffer, with the two-handle model. You know, the two handles on it, so you can really get in there and do some buffing. They're looking for it, and they'd be willing to buy it today. The phone number is 434-4579. That was caller number 23. Which makes you caller number 24. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. I have two TV stands and one small microwave. The number to call is 1-608-588-7795. Just leave a message and I'll get back to them.
Okay. Sounds good. Hey, we appreciate the call and you enjoy your day. Bye-bye. Caller number 24 has a couple of television stands and one small microwave, and the phone number is 588-7795. Time for another call or two before we take a timeout. When we come back, during that timeout, we'll have a look at your weekend forecast. Tony Schumacher tells us, you know, it's going to get a little cooler, and we may see some snow. Yeah, we'll tell you about that as well. Right now, let's get caller number 25 to the radio. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I get some calls on this one, truck shopping. I'm looking for, it's got to have an extended cab. It's got to have a 6.5 foot or longer box on it. And, you know, I'm probably not looking to spend more than $8,000 or $9,000.
Okay. And do you have any make or model in mind?
You know, There's probably none that I wouldn't think about.
Right, okay.
But, I like the Chevys. I like the Fords, you know.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Anything else today?
Hey, you know, no, just that. Well, I think that'll probably keep me busy. Thank you.
Your phone number?
608-553-3292. You have a good one.
Yeah, you as well. We appreciate the call. Number 25 wants calls and lots of them. If you have trucks for sale, give him a call. He's in the market. He's going to be a buyer on a truck. It needs to be an extended cab. Needs to have a 6.5 foot or longer box on it. Chevy, Ford, Dodge, Toyota. He said there's probably nothing he wouldn't take a look.